You had a cold spell here?
2 degrees.
When was that?
Just last week, week before last. For about, we had cold weather here down to 16, 14, and 12, and 8 for, nearly 2 weeks. This is the warmest weather we've had in at least 2 weeks. What? And it's still frozen out there.
Yeah.
See, we had that big snow Monday.
Yeah.
2 days ago. And it snowed on top of the snow we already had.
Ms. when you used to have a buggy, what would you put on the axle?
We'd have to do what?
Would you put anything on the axle of the
buggy? We'd have to grease it, axle grease. Put it on the axle. Hub. Take off the hub cap and put some axle grease on it.
If you got them all, if you got all that all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy. And we took a fly soap and washed it off.
When cars first came out, the tires inside the tire was a what? Tire had an inner
tube. Inner tube. Yeah, I don't think they have them now.
Yeah. I meant to ask you, did you ever like to go fishing or anything around here?
I don't care anything about fishing or picnic either. I don't even eat fish of any kind.
Well, when the place flooded, you used to get in a boat, didn't you? Yep.
No, sir. No, I wouldn't get in a boat. I can't float nor fly.
Didn't you say you ever, you used to harvest corn from the field out there?
Yeah, but see, the niggers got in the boat and gathered the corn. I carried them down to the field. I didn't get in the boat, no.
What sort of boats do folks have?
Just a plain boat,
little old. You ever seen a boat maybe that has a kind of flat bottom in it and made out of wood?
Yeah, this was. And on one end was kind of fit, where you put the motor. The other one was pointed, front end.
You ever heard of a bateau?
A what?
Bateau?
Mm-mm.
Pirogue. Indians used to use those around here, I think.
Yeah.
Now, you say you're getting if you wanted to get in the boat and push it out in the water, you say we're going to do what? We're going to launch. The boat's on the land, we've got to...
Well, the boat will be in the water.
Say, somebody pull the boat up on the land, you say, help me push the boat in, I've got to launch it.
Oh, you launch your boat when you come in. You know, you have a place to, a rope on it and a stick outdoors, out on the bank, that's when you launch your boat.
Place where you can launch it.
Uh-huh.
That tape's just about out. Let me put another one on. So, well, I want to talk with you some about food and sort of things you made. Can you tell me what kind of things you made out of cornmeal?
Made cornbread muffins, cornbread sticks.
Yeah.
And cornbread dodgers.
What's a dodger?
Well, it's you pour boiling water on your meal, and you make them out with your hand. And you drop them in your pot of a tumps at it, let them boil. They don't come to pieces. Mine came to pieces, but these niggers didn't. And you eat them with your corn, with your turnip greens. They are delicious.
Dodger?
No, Dodgers. We call it dog bread. That's when you scald it and put it in the stove. And cause that's corn dodger.
Oh, I see.
But these are dumplings, cornmeal dumplings. You dropped in your pot of corn or your turnips at it.
You make maybe wrap cheesecloth or something around some cornmeal and put it in the turnips?
No, that's the way. That's what I call a dumpling. I didn't put anything around it. I just made them and dropped them in there. I didn't put anything around them.
Mm. I see.
Cornbread dumplings. And we made hominy out of corn. Made out of hominy.
Crap corn. Did you ever see corn that was just leached? The kernel was leached, maybe? You drop it in lye and a...
Well, that's when you make, that's the way you make hominy.
Oh, I see.
You put it in lye and instead, I told you yesterday about...